Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. All week, we're going to be looking at Venom, his movie. Finally comes out. The great Tom Hardy is going to be in it. Hopefully we get the Venom movie that we've all been waiting for. It's got to be good. Hopefully, maybe. But to celebrate, you know, like I said, we're just going to talk about him all week. And today we're going to look at a lot of the video games that he's been in. You know, he's been in, well, a lot, but he's been in some good ones. He's been in some bad ones. One of the bad ones was way back in 1990 on Game Boy. He was in The Amazing Spider-Man. And he is the boss, like the very final big bad boss. But it was, even by Game Boy standards, it wasn't very good. So there's that. He was also in Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects, which we've talked about on the show. And is kind of a fun game. It's goofy. Not a lot of people really enjoyed it. It is what it is. I thought it was okay. And he kind of got a suit update in that. And it's a fighting game, and you get to be Venom. So what more could you possibly want? He'd go on to be in some of the other Spider-Man games in the 90s, like the Sega one that was Amazing Spider-Man versus Kingpin. He's like your mid-level boss in that one. And the Spider-Man that was on SNES and Sega. He was the final boss in that one, and it was okay, you know. Spider-Man games have always been, like, decent. Once we get to, like, the Dreamcast and stuff, those were awesome, but then movie-based ones were kind of the same thing over and over, and we all know and love the new one that just came out that had to buy a PlayStation 4. But yeah, all these older games. Then you had games where, like, the Separation Anxiety in 95, that was also on SNES and Genesis. And this game was kind of cool, I remember when it came out, because you could pick whether you wanted to be Spider-Man or you wanted to be Venom. And, you know, different, not super different moves, but kind of different moves. And it was neat to see, you know, how these characters went through. It was just a little side scroller, but Separation Anxiety was a lot of fun. I'm not even going to talk about Marvel Avengers Battle for Earth. That game was, even though it was our boys and gals in Ubisoft, which normally we love everything they do, that one was not their best one. Spider-Man Friend or Foe was an interesting Spider-Man game where you had everybody from, like, Wolverine and the Human Torch to Venom and Doc Ock, and you could go through and, I don't know, recruit people or fight people or turn them away, and you fight Venom in a church level, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense other than, oh, hey, churches have bells, so we can use bells to beat the symbiote. Not symbiote, symbiote. Like I said, the ones based on the movies, because he was in Spider-Man 3, just makes you think of how he was wasted in that movie. I don't mean like, woo, I'm wasted. I mean, dear Lord, why did they do that? But that's Sony's fault, not Sam Raimi's, so we don't hold him accountable. One of the surprising games that he shows up in, because, you know, people forget. Characters like Venom and Deadpool, they're psychopaths. They're insane. But Venom showed up in the Marvel Superhero Squad Online. That was a phone game. Not only him, but Anti-Venom, Agent Venom, they were all on there. And it was, you know, for what it was fun, but he was weird. Spider-Man Web of Shadows, you fight Venom pretty early, but then Eddie Brock comes back as this super giant mega Venom, and it was a different take on him, you know, seeing the big, like, Godzilla size Venom was a nice little turn. But like I said, a lot of these games, though, he does play the villain. Even the old arcade game, Spider-Man, the video game, which was a lot of fun because you had Hawkeye and Black Cat and Namor for some reason in this. But I don't know. At the time, it was cool. And you were, you know, Venom was one that everybody recognized. In 94, you had Maximum Carnage. And it's pretty much, you know, just taken from the comic crossover of the same name, and got to be Spidey or Venom, and you're taking down Carnage. It was really neat, and it was the first time that Venom was actually a hero in a video game, so that's always nice, you know, seeing those start out. Like I said, the Dreamcast one that came out in 2000 was just awesome, and he showed up in that, and it's just really cool the way he works into the story and everything. And then, of course, you have the Marvel vs. Capcom games. He's shown up in a lot of those because people love him, and with the symbiote, you're able to do some really neat fighting moves, you know. He was in New Age of Heroes, which we talk about all the time. It's so, so great. And then he was in, you know, just the first Marvel vs. Capcom, the Clash of Superheroes. I think he was in another one. He was in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, which, schmeh. But in Infinity, they kind of redesigned him from what we were kind of used to. He still had the big tongue, but they went with that Infinity super angled look, and it worked. It was different. And again, with the suit, he has some really cool powers and can do a lot of different things that he's a nice blend of, you know, a few of the characters in that game. Another game that he does great as playing, you know, the jack of all trades, as it were, being a little bit of everything, is going to be in LEGO Marvel Super Heroes, because you can just be like Little Venom, Eddie Brock style, and go around, and then you can go through walls and stuff, but then you could also hulk up, essentially, and become this big, bad, awesome Venom, and you could move heavy things. So he was, you know, you were, could have multiple abilities in one character, and so that's something that is really cool, and I just love that game. I actually, as of this recording, just finally bought the second one. There's a big sale on Xbox, and so yeah, I got it. It was really good. He was in Ultimate Alliance, and really, Ultimate Alliance was just a great game. You could be Venom if you had the Xbox version, the 360 version, and the right DLC and stuff, but it was, yeah, he was almost OP in it. But it was worth it because that game's a lot of fun, and it was really, really cool. And yeah, so Venom's one of those characters that's just been around forever. I mean, even like obviously he was in the Ultimate Spider-Man game, had a whole big story and everything in that, but he's just a character that, because of and we'll talk about this later on in the week, because of the way he is bad but good, but bad but good, but everything in between, he has a lot of cool things you can do with him in a story mode game. And then because of the symbiote, as they say, cool visuals that you can do. And I think that's why he wasn't really great on some of those older games, because they didn't have the technology to do all the crazy stuff that we take for granted now. But yeah, he's definitely been in some cool games. Let me know, what's your favorite? What's your favorite game with Venom? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere we're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd, or email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'd love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Chase to a stray liquor, then bait, then and then drink till I faint and awake with a headache, and I take anything in rectangular shape that I wait to face the demons I'm bonded to, cause they're chasing me, but I'm part of you, so escaping me is impossible. I latch on to you like a venom.